Gatorade, official sponsor of National Football League. If they want to send me some, I'm fine with it. You know, we played them not too long ago. They've got a tremendous offense, and we know the quarterback is they're scoring second most in the league. Their quarterback is a great, great player and has been for a long time. It's a big challenge for us. The running back's tied for the lead in scoring touchdowns. So, you know, he was the number one pick last year. So, offensively, they're a powerhouse.
A short week like this, how much do you mix up a game plan from the last time you saw him, or do you kind of try to keep at least the same core things in place?
Well, we're going to hopefully play some things different so we can cut down. You know, they scored, I guess, 20 points on us. So we, that's the chess part of it. I mean, they're going to run some of the things they ran last game that were successful. We got to stop those things, but they're going to run some new things or some things different that we've got to be ready for. So, you know, it's a matchup battle. They can throw the ball really well, but they also run the ball well. So, you know, they're a hard offense to stop, but that's what we like is a big challenge, and this will definitely be that. We're glad to get them at home, though.
If Brandon's hamstring doesn't allow him to go, would Corey have the sticker on his helmet? And what kind of faith do you have in Corey's?
Corey Nelson played quite a bit last game and played well when he was in there. So, you know, we had these things happen last year. You know, guys get banged up, somebody else plays, and we have a lot of confidence in Corey being able to play. In fact, he, like I say, he went in and played real well. He played a lot of the game last game, and we played well.
What did Henry do last game that made him so effective for the Chargers?
We let him go in man-to-man one time, and then he's a good player. You know, they've had a great tight end, and they still do, in Gates, but this guy's a good player. I think we didn't realize that he was such a good athlete, but he's a very good athlete. You know, he had a lot of catches, and so, you know, we cut down the tight ends last week, and we're going to try to do the same thing this week.
You didn't have TJ come off the field last game. Is he one of those guys, you know, you appreciate all the various things he can do for a defense the more you see him?
Yeah, TJ is a great player. He's a great guy to have for a coach because he can do everything. He can rush. He can blitz. You know, he can be a blitz guy, or he can cover. He can tackle. He can play the run. He can blitz in the running game. I mean, he does all those things for us. So he's a tremendous player.
A couple of the guys in the locker room were saying that if the run defense can improve, this defense can be better than it was last year. What do you think it takes to get the run defense where you want it to be?
I think just keep working on the thing. We're seeing a lot of different looks in the running game. And last game, really the running game was them running the ball on third down, you know. So we didn't anticipate that. So we got to play that better. They had two big runs. They had 43 yards on two carries. So it's kind of like the last game we played against San Diego. They had 148-yard run, but the rest of the runs were not very much. So we got to keep them from getting those big plays, you know, the big plays in the running game. And I think our running game will be where we want it to be.
Is Gordon doing anything different this year? Last year, no touchdowns. This year, 10.
He's got 10 more touchdowns than he had last year. He was a good back last year. He just, you know, he was a rookie. He was a young guy. You know, I think they've certainly learned how to utilize him, and he's come on and gotten better and better. He's got great talent, and we knew that going into last year, and it looks like he just matured and come on and played the way his ability would let him.
Whether this week or next week, what does it mean to get DeMarcus back soon?
Yeah, it's great to have DeMarcus out practicing, you know. I don't know if he's ready yet. He's kind of in preseason right now, but it's good to have him back out there. You know, he's a team leader, but he's also a really good football player and a tremendous pass rusher. So whenever we get him back, it'll be a shot in the arm for us.
Anything else? All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Gatorade.